Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. President Biden has attempted to put his re-election campaign back on track with a defiant rally in the swing state of Michigan. He told the crowd in Detroit he was the only politician to have beaten Donald Trump and promised to do it again in November.
Folks, you probably noticed there's a lot of speculation lately. What's Joe Biden going to do? Is he going to stay in the race? Is he going to drop out? Here's my answer. I am running, and we're going to win. I'm not going to change that. In fact, just today, the Marist poll released a national poll that has me beating Trump 50 to 48.
A growing number of Democrats have called on the president to step aside from the contest. Five people linked to one of Ecuador's biggest criminal gangs have been convicted of the murder of the presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio nearly a year ago, Leonardo Rocha reports.
A court in Quito sentenced two senior members of the Los Lobos gang, Carlos Angulo and Laura Castilla, to 34 years in prison as co-conspirators. Three others were given 12-year sentences. More than 70 people gave evidence during the trial, including a key witness who said the gang had been offered $200,000 to kill Mr. Villavicencio. He was shot several times at the end of a rally in August last year. Mr. Villavicencio was a member of Congress and former journalist who spoke out against the increasing involvement of organized crime with politicians in Ecuador.
A US judge has dismissed the manslaughter case against the Hollywood actor Alec Baldwin after ruling that the state withheld key evidence about the fatal shooting on the set of his film Rust. The information concerned the live ammunition that killed a cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, in 2021. Emma Vardy was at the court.
Tears poured from Alec Baldwin, and there was a collective sigh of relief in the courtroom when the astonishing dismissal was read out by the judge. She said the state had withheld evidence, and there was no way for the court to right this wrong. The dismissal came days into Alec Baldwin's criminal trial in New Mexico, after Mr. Baldwin's attorneys argued that prosecutors hadn't turned over a key piece of evidence, a batch of bullets, to the defense team. This box contained a mix of dummy rounds and live bullets, which, it's claimed, came from the weapons supplier to the film set.
The Red Cross says that at least 21 people have been killed and more than 60 injured when a school building in central Nigeria collapsed. The National Emergency Management Agency says it has completed search and rescue operations at the site. You're listening to World News from the BBC. At least six badly decomposed bodies have been found wrapped in plastic sacks at a rubbish dump in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. The police say the bodies were all female and had been severely mutilated. There are reports of police firing tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse crowds at the site. Elon Musk says he's looking forward to a battle in court with the European Union after it accused his social media firm X of breaching online content rules. The bloc's tech regulator said the site's blue tick system was potentially deceiving users into thinking accounts were verified, when in fact anyone can pay for the symbol. NATO has said the situation in Kosovo remains unstable and could get worse. The warning comes after the authorities in Pristina have imposed a series of measures targeting the Serb minority. Our Balkans correspondent is Guy Delaney.
NATO's added almost 1,000 troops to its KFOR peacekeeping force over the past year. That was a response to unrest in majority Serb North Kosovo. The situation's currently calm, but NATO warns there's potential for more trouble because relations between Pristina and Belgrade remain dysfunctional. Kosovo's authorities have also been making life difficult for the Serb minority. They've banned the use of Serbian currency and vehicle number plates and recently issued eviction notices to dozens of residents in the town of North Mitrovica. NATO says these unilateral actions could trigger an atmosphere for the spread of violence.
Pakistan has reached a deal with the International Monetary Fund for a $7 billion bailout. As part of the agreement, which still needs to be signed off by the IMF's executive board, the money will be handed out over 3 years. In return, Pakistan's government has promised to implement reforms and set up efforts to collect more tax. That's the latest World News from the BBC.